Wrangell Public Schools lost a higher percentage of student enrollment last year than any other school district in Alaska. Some of the candidates for Wrangell School Board, like Julia Ostrander, say that's because they don't think the district took community feedback into account when deciding how to respond to the pandemic.
I mean, they've gained a few back this year, but we are not back to what we were pre-COVID. And I feel a lot of that is because parents don't feel like they're being listened to. The community doesn't feel like they're being heard.
Ostrander works for Search and its clinic and is running to fill a one-year term on the school board that was made vacant after Cindy Crary decided not to run for re-election. Ostrander is running against Jessica Whitaker, also a Search employee. Whitaker says declining enrollment is an issue for the district, but she's also concerned about aging infrastructure and the general wellness of students, including mental health. She says she's giving district staff the benefit of the doubt.
I think they're doing the best with what they have, but trying to find other solutions to make it a safer and more inviting environment.
The other two open seats on the school board are full three-year terms. The four candidates for full terms are Angela Allen, Brittany Robbins, Alex Engerman, and Elizabeth Roundtree. All expressed similar ideas about pressing issues in the district. Brittany Robbins, the executive director for the Wrangell Chamber of Commerce, says she thinks the district needs to overhaul staff trainings, especially for full-time staff. The school facilities need updates as well, she says.
The gym carpet predates me, and the fact that there's even carpet in the gym is pretty disgusting, in my opinion. They eat in there, they sweat in there, other things happen, other bodily fluids that, you know, like, no one wants to sit on that, no matter how many times you shampoo it.
Elizabeth Roundtree, a Wrangell IGA worker, and Search Referral Care Coordinator Angela Allen both echo Ostrander and say the lack of trust between the school board and community is a major issue, whether with facilities decisions or COVID mitigation measures. Roundtree says she thinks the school board could do a better job of listening to the community when there are concerns.
There was a lot of issues with the previous superintendent, so I think building more trust between the school board and the community is needed.
Wrangell's last superintendent resigned early after being censured for improper expenses and unsanctioned travel on the district's dime. She's since been replaced by Bill Burr, who took over as superintendent in July. The school district's COVID mitigation policies have caused tension throughout the pandemic. Wrangell's previous superintendent stated she believed the steep drop in enrollment district-wide was in part due to community frustration over mandatory masks. Allen says she's opposed to the district's mask policy. She says she feels the district's mitigation plan passed without enough community input and hasn't been properly updated to reflect changes in community risk status.
I feel like our school is a COVID-free / symptom-free school. And if our kids are not going to be permitted to go to school with any symptoms unless cleared by a doctor or obviously with a positive COVID test, I don't see how having the masking is benefiting their even town as a whole, as far as our case counts go.
Ostrander and Robbins expressed similar sentiments, saying they don't agree with an inflexible school-wide mask mandate. They'd like to see more choices when the community risk level is low. Roundtree says she sees mask wearing in the schools as more of a community issue than a personal one.
I don't necessarily 100% agree with it personally, but my personal opinion is not what we're talking about. We're talking about what's best for the community and the children.
Alex Engerman, the CARES Act coordinator for the Wrangell Cooperative Association, says she supports the mask policy of the district. She says that while many parents have had issues with masking, the students she's spoken to haven't.
I feel that the school's masking policy is necessary for students to stay with their peers in a safe manner. And I think that with the feedback that I've heard from students, it is not as big as an issue as some may think.
Whitaker says she supports the mask policy of the district and says it follows federal and state guidance for keeping students safe and holding school in person. She also references the struggles of other Alaska school districts when it came to drastically shifting mitigation policies at the start of the school year.
I talked to the superintendent briefly about learning from other districts because the Mat-Su Valley decided to go to school mask-free at the beginning of the school district and quickly had to turn around and go virtual They couldn't even get enough bus drivers to get the kids to school because of COVID outbreaks. So it's like, let's look at these other people in the first few weeks because this is a new variant. So it's not the same as what we had last year.
All of the school board candidates except Angerman have students in at least one of the district's three schools and cite their kids as a main motivator for wanting to be involved with the school board. Although she's not a parent, Angerman says she sees herself as a natural liaison between the student body and school board. While every school board position this year is contested, the candidates speak kindly of one another. Ostrander says she thinks that the school board and community will benefit no matter who is elected.
I want everybody to vote for whoever's the best candidate. We've got a lot of good people running, and we all support each other. So I just think that whoever's best qualified and you think that's going to do the best job, vote for them.
Wrangell's municipal election will take place on October 5th. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.